Change Worth Making is a radio ministry of Pastor Jeff Haney of Pinecrest Baptist Church, where the Spirit of God uses the Word of God to do the will of God. We're glad you tuned in today. Our prayer through this ministry is the lost will be saved and the saved will be serious. Today's message was preached in the pulpit of Pinecrest Baptist Church. Here now is Brother Jeff.
Isaiah chapter 26, if you would, let's stand and make your way all the way down to the last two verses. I want you to bear with me this morning because the introduction is longer than the message, and I mean that. I only have 2 points to give to you this morning, but I want to walk you through something that I believe is imperative for us to understand in our time. Beginning in verse 20, now the prophet Isaiah is looking past that future, our future. He's looking beyond the future time for Israel and a final time for Israel. And he's talking about a time during that which is going to be a great tribulation, which we all know is coming on the end of the world. And here he gives them some instructions for the future generation. And he tells us, he said, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover the slain." Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for the freedoms that we still enjoy. We thank you for this place, these people. Lord, I thank you for your word, and I hope and pray that it'll be rightly divided today. Lord, I pray that our hearts and our attentions will be given to you and you'll speak to us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, 247 years ago on Tuesday, our forefathers signed that wonderful patriotic document that we're going to celebrate this week, called the Declaration of Independence, declaring ourselves free, declaring our nation free, sure-footed, free standing among the nations of the world. And the signers that signed it had no timidity about it at all. Many of you will note that famous signature that's down at the bottom on the Declaration of Independence, as if you've ever taken a look at it, by the man named John Hancock. And I'm sure most of you know the story behind that, maybe, but John Hancock had a bounty put upon his head before that document was ever signed. King of England had already laid a bounty to him and offered a reward for those who would bring him in. And when John Hancock came to sign the Declaration of Independence, according to the National Archives and historian there, the historian says, he rose from his seat, pointed to it, and said, "There, John Bull can read my name without his spectacles. He may double his reward." And when John Hancock signed that, he wrote his name so large so that anyone could see and know clearly who he was, where he stood, and the attitude that he had towards this wonderful new nation. But I want to tell you that probably the most important part of that document, I mean, in my estimation, comes in the last two lines. And I believe it's important, especially for us today. The last two lines of that document, as they signed it, says this: "For the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." Our forefathers stepped forward to give us this nation under the premise, with complete dependence, that God would protect,